And apparently, they're still figuring out some issues with this tournament here, because rather than do what they've been doing prior to the Galesburg games, they're going to skip the starting line. They're going to skip everything, and they're just going to tip this game off. So we apologize for cutting off Coach Mike Reynolds, but we're going to start this game. They abbreviated the pregame clock. They're just abbreviating everything here. So here we go.
Welcome to Holiday Tournament Basketball.
So the starting lineup, we'll just try to work these in for you, but Robert Medrano, a 6'4 sophomore, is in the midcourt circle for Chicago Washington, but the Silver Streaks win the tip, and Brandon Thompson, taking immediately to the basket, gets fouled. So 4 seconds into this game, their attempts to move things along here are immediately stalled with the first foul and the first free throws with not even 5 seconds off the clock. But Brandon Thompson goes to the line. He came into yesterday's game at 90% on the season, then made only 6 of 11, although he did score a career-high 33 in that win last night. Makes the first free throw here, and Galesburg scores first.
And it's funny, the foul is on Marquise Hargrove. 4 seconds into the game, and he fouled out of the other games. That was the one the coach said he hasn't hardly played because he keeps fouling out. 4 seconds, and he gets his first one.
Marquise Hargrove brings it across midcourt. Left side, Samuel Perez, a 6-foot senior. Top of the circle, LaRon White has it now, a 6'2 senior in the lane, and the Streaks steal it from behind. Pass went down low. Chad Thompson took it away underneath the legs, and the Streaks are back on offense with McElmurray, Chad Thompson, Brandon Thompson, Ryan Carl, and Dalton Davis, who has it now on the right side in front of the Chicago Washington bench. We'll continue to clarify that as the game goes along. When we say Washington, keep in mind we're talking Chicago Washington, not the team from the other side of Peoria. Brandon Thompson gets the rebound of his own miss as it's tipped out from Chad Thompson. Now McElmurray with it into the corner, fake to Dalton Davis. Now bounces it over to Ryan Carl out high. Around the top of the circle it goes to Chad Thompson. Now Brandon with it. They back away from him. He shoots the three and drains it. Well, they must not have scouted last night is all I can figure. How do you just do that?
Yeah, if there's anybody you don't want to back away from, it would be him.
Outside the free throw line, running jumper won't go. Ball knocked around into the hands of Medrano for Washington. Tips it out toward midcourt, and they have to save it from going into the backcourt. Here comes Hargrove on the drive, kicks it out on the perimeter. Now into the lane, a dish out left to Hargrove. Line drive shot from 15 feet, knocked out of bounds, saved to Brandon Thompson. Here come the Silver Streaks on the run. 4-on-3 break, down low Chad Thompson under the basket, dishes it off to Ryan Carl that travels with it.
You know, when you mentioned this is Chicago, Washington, when I first saw the schedule for this tournament, I just thought, all right, Washington's coming. I thought that it was going to be the Washington from over in the Peoria area because they're always real good.
I had thought the same thing. Instead, this Chicago, Washington team comes down, George Washington High School, and fittingly, they are the Patriots, but they have not been competitive in either of their first two games so far. Silver Streaks lead here 5-0. We're just underway in the first quarter, 6 minutes to play. Big night here at John Thiel Gymnasium all throughout the day, wrapping up the boys' Thanksgiving tournament. Hall of Fame induction ceremonies coming up later, scheduled for 5 o'clock. There's a travel by the Patriots. Galesburg girls will wrap up their Thanksgiving tournament later tonight. That one is scheduled for, I think, 5:45 it is on the schedule, but chances are that's not going to happen either. But we'll have full coverage of the Hall of Fame ceremonies, the Galesburg girls, and then immediately after that, the Galesburg boys will wrap up the tournament, taking on Thornridge. On a pick and roll, down low, Thompson misses, rebound put back to Ryan Carl.
Is that his first basket?
That's his first points on the varsity level. Even in 11 games last year, he never scored in a varsity game. But he gets a rebound put back here off the Brandon Thompson miss.
If this was baseball, they'd throw the ball out, stop the game.
Yeah, and here Chicago Washington throws the ball out and stops the game. Third turnover on the Patriots.
There's your chance, Ryan. Get that one for your trophy case.
And we have a timeout on the floor, a full timeout with 5:25 to go first quarter. 7-0 Galesburg. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
How would you like to win a beautiful gift basket of Christmas from WGIL? Hi, this is Jim Lee from the WGIL Morning News. We have wonderful gift baskets to give away this Christmas, but you must sign up at participating sponsors to win their basket. For details, visit WGIL.com. Drawing starts December 22nd.
Register at Cole's Diamond Gallery and at Calico Cat on Seminary Street and Thrushwood Farms on Main Street in Galesburg to win a gift basket of Christmas from WGIL.
Live coverage of GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family, by Sign Depot Express, visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds, by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer on Henderson Street, by Office Specialists, where your office is their business, by Spudos Donuts and More, come for the donuts, stay for the food, and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Win a gift basket of Christmas from WGIL. For registration locations, go to WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks with the ball coming out of the Washington Patriots timeout. 5:10 to go first quarter, 7-0. Dump down low to Chad Thompson. Turnaround baby hook. Misses everything. And the rebound to Robert Medrano, a sophomore for Chicago Washington.
I think if he wants to do that one, it'd be best off with the primary his left hand, because the right hand hook just didn't have the power.
On the left side, LaRon White, one of the few seniors on this Patriots squad for head coach Matthew Sequist. Right side it goes to White on the wing, looking down low. It's 23 against 23 over there. Number on number with Chad Thompson guarding him in the man defense. Silver Streaks are in a 2-3 zone. Right side it goes top of the circle, Brandon Johnson. Yeah, too many Johnsons and Thompsons to keep track of in this game all of a sudden. This is not going to be good. On the wing, Sterling Hazel, and they turn it over for the fourth time. Into the lane it went, Streaks deflected it, and came away with it. Dalton Davis with it on the right side, on the wing, into the corner, Chad Thompson for three, swish! His only baskets in the game last night were from behind the arc. His first one here today is a three-pointer as well, and it's 10-0 Galesburg. Thompson comes out for the near steal, White backs away, dribbles around him, pulls up in the lane, and banks it in. First basket of the game for Chicago Washington. It's 10-2, just past the midpoint of the first quarter. Brandon Thompson takes it coast to coast. Other direction, he has 7 points in the early going. It's 12-2, Silver Streaks by 10.
Yeah, Washington just never turned around to recognize where the ball was, and Brandon Thompson made him pay.
Dump off to Hazel. Pull-up jumper comes up short. Rebound out to Brandon Johnson. Ball batted around on the perimeter, nearly stolen away from behind by Thompson. Now the three-pointer on the way, off the mark by Hazel again. Rebound, jump ball called, and Washington will keep it.
You know, as you look at these teams, both of them, their starting lineups, you'd say, well, this looks like a fairly evenly matched game from a physical standpoint. In fact, they've got the big center in Johnson, but the basketball skills thing quickly becomes very evident in how far this program for Washington's got to go. They just really aren't good in any phase of the game at any spot on the floor that I can see right now.
Brandon Johnson with it for Washington on the left wing, working against Brandon Thompson. Thompson deflects it over to Hazel. Now back into the corner to Johnson. Lost it off his leg. Saves it just before it goes out of bounds on the Galesburg bench. Now over to LaRon White. Pull up jumper from the left corner. Won't go down for Hazel. Ball batted around. Rebound put back. That one is short. And Aslan Butler comes up with it for the Silver Streaks. Outlet pass stolen away by the Patriots. Here comes Washington at the other end. White trying to work man-on-man against Butler, now hands it off. Marquise Hargrove with it, top of the circle it goes to White. Now back into the corner. Hargrove shoots a three. Nope. Rebound, Brandon Thompson pulls it down on the weak side and is fouled. Brandon's got three rebounds in the game already. With his 33 points last night, he also had eight rebounds, so he is definitely developing into a complete player.
Yeah, he's doing a nice job on that weak side rebound. He's giving up some size to both of the guys around him, but he's timing his leap well and getting good position and able to get some rebounds early.
Top of the circle, Carson out to Ryan McElmurray. Fake, steps inside the arc, lost the handle on it, dumps it off to Dalton Davis on the right side. Inside the free throw line, drives, kicks it out off McElmurray's hand, chases it down. Now hands off to Brandon Thompson, gives it right back to Bucket. 2:05 to go, first quarter, Silver Streaks lead by 10. Good look down low, Butler up and off the rim, but he's fouled. They'll get a chance at a couple of free throws here.
And Butler's been solid at the line in his few trips so far, and a nice assist almost that time. You don't get the assist unless the basket goes in, but a good look from Ryan McElmurray.
Foul on Robert Medrano is the third team foul on Chicago Washington. First one by Aslan, trying to get into the scorebook here in the early going, is up and in. continues to show the good form. His first point of the game, 13-2, Galesburg by 11.
You know, we remarked last night when the Streaks were struggling from the line how so many of our players just go there and put it up about as quickly as the official hands on the ball. Butler is not one of those. He really takes his time, measures it, and strokes another one in. Perfect.
Yeah, in a way, I kind of felt like with the way the game was developing late last night that the Silver Streaks just weren't concentrating as hard as they should have been on those free throws either. Ball is batted around all over the place like a pinball at the other end, and it's out of bounds. Last touched by Washington, and they deserved a turnover on that one.
Yeah, that pass, it almost resembled a shot because it went flying off the backboard. That was a funny one to see.
Not Carson near the top of the circle.
Not if you're the Washington coach. It wasn't very funny.
Now kick it out to Brandon Thompson for three again. And Brandon's in double figures already with 10, and the Silver Streaks lead 17-2. Minute 35 to go, first quarter. And we're going to have a kick, or we're going to have a foul on the Silver Streaks. Looks to be against Tremaine Carson, I believe. Nope, they give it to Butler. First one on Aslan.
Spurred 5 out of 7 from the field, including 3 three-pointers here in the early going. You know, if Washington could just shoot the ball a little bit, it would help. They just don't seem to have anybody that can shoot it.
Left side drive by Hargrove, shovels it up off the rim, gets his own rebound up, and that one is a foul. It does not go down. They'll get a chance at a couple of free throws. Austin Garnett ready to check in for the Silver Streaks for the first time this season. Hargrove to the basket, shooting a couple of free throws. Second team foul on the Silver Streaks. That's number one on the game on Tremaine Carson. Hargrove 0 for 3 from the field in the game, but makes his first free throw. It's 17-3, Silver Streaks by 14. Garnett replaces Tremaine Carson.
The game before this, it looked like it was going to be a continuous clock. Got to be about a 26-point lead, I think, at one point, but then they never did get it there, and so that helped to delay everything even further here. We started almost exactly 1 hour late.
Butler, top of the circle for three, well short. Rebound by Hargrove. On the run for Washington, now pulls up across half court and dumps it off. Now a quick pull up just inside the lane, and the rebound by Aslan Butler as Brandon Johnson's shot was way too hard off the glass. Outlet pass, other direction, Dalton Davis corrals it, puts it up and in.
Well, that was a little better shot in Coach Mike Reynolds' eyes. The one that Aslan let fly from three-point land had his palms upstretched.
Aslan steals it. Breakaway for McElmurray and up and in. And another turnover leads directly to a couple more points for the Silver Streak. 6 giveaways by Washington. Make it 7 as Sterling Hazel on the rebound and on the dribble in the backcourt just kicks it out of bounds. It's 21-4 Silver Streaks, and a flurry here has helped them extend the lead.
Silver Streaks defense is frustrating these teams that come out not taking very good care of the ball. Urbana had 11 turnovers in the first quarter last night. Collins had 16 in the first half against us yesterday.
Garnett top of the circle, right side McElmurray. Thompson is running baseline. They bring it out top of the circle to Chad Johnson. Gives it back to Ryan with 20 seconds to go. Silver Streaks will hold for the last shot here, leading by 17 in a very impressive start. Chad Thompson measuring the three, but it's too soon to shoot. Now McElmurray lets it fly just inside the arc. Rebound by LaRon White for Washington. Outlet to half court. Hargrove to the top of the circle with 1 second down the lane and passes it off so they don't get a final shot. That's the end of the first quarter. 21-4 Silver Streaks after one. This is Galesburg High School boys basketball at WGIL and WGIL.com.
Breedlove's is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Breedlove Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Love Sporting Goods.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Gymnasium fourth game of the Thanksgiving tournament for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, and it's another good start for Galesburg, leading 21-4 over the Chicago Washington Patriots out of the Public League. In that game earlier that Jim was just mentioning a moment ago, Rich Central defeated Collins 73-55. It was a game in which Rich Central led by 26 late in the third quarter. Collins got a basket to cut the lead to 24 and then got a three-quarter court shot at the end of the third quarter to cut the deficit to 21. And we knew right then that we weren't going to have continuous clock and have any chance of getting this tournament back on schedule.
That was the highlight of the game, though.
It was a beautiful shot. Brandon Thompson from outside. His three won't go down on the rebound. Last touch by Marquise Hargrove. Knocked out of bounds back to Galesburg. Hargrove came over the top of Garnett. Silver Streaks will get a new opportunity. First possession of the second quarter, leading 21-4. It's both Thompsons, Chad Johnson, Dalton Davis, and Austin Garnett. Right side three for Johnson off the back of the rim. Rebound knocked around, and Hargrove chases it down for Chicago Washington. To the other end. Hazel with it on the perimeter. Fakes right, moves left. Hargrove with it outside the circle. Now they keep it on the perimeter. Right side pass into the corner to LaRon White. Brings it back out high to Brandon Johnson. Dribble around the circle. Pull-up jumper by White from the perimeter. Won't go down from three-point range. Brandon Thompson hauls down his fourth rebound. Outlets to Chad Thompson. Hit from behind, and then they can't control the loose ball rolling out of bounds, and the Streaks will keep it.
Not hard to see after the first quarter which team was ahead. Galesburg was 7 of 12 from the field with 3 three-pointers. Washington was 1 of 10. 7 turnovers for Washington, 2 for Galesburg.
Quick pass down low as Dalton Davis cuts in from the outside. Found him on the open look, but then he got fouled, cutting to the basket. And that will be number 1 of the game on Brandon Johnson. Fifth team foul. Fifth team foul on Washington, just under a minute played here in the second quarter. First free throw good by Dalton Davis is the first point of the second quarter for either team. 22-4, Silver Streaks on top, make it 23-4 as Davis makes both. He has 4 points on the game now. 19-point Galesburg lead just past the 7-minute mark of this first half. Left side Samuel Perez into the game for the Patriots. Top of the circle, Hazel. Now they swing it around left side. White driving in, has it back. Streaks sagging in, keeping everything defensively inside the arc. Running jumper, nice little lean-in shot by Hargrove, his fourth point. 4 of Washington's 6 now, and the Streaks lead is 17. Chad Johnson left wide open. Now the Streaks overthrow Garnett in the middle of the lane, and that is their third turnover. Outside, White backs away from the Streaks' defense. Now steps inside the arc. Brandon Thompson picks him up. He passes it away to Hargrove. 6:15 to go first half. Silver Streaks lead the Patriots 23-6. On the right side, Hargrove travels with it. 8th giveaway by the Patriots. Back into the game. Ryan Carl for the Silver Streaks replacing Garnett. Ryan McElmurray checks in. Brandon Thompson gets his first breather of the game.
You know, the one spot I can see for Washington, the Hargrove kid has some potential because he's 6'3", and he's a big body, kind of a Barkley-type build, and he's aggressive. He seems to go inside and get some offensive rebounds and puts the ball up. He's just got to work on his polish a little.
What a look from Dalton Davis. Bounce pass through the lane to Chad Thompson, who did a nice job not only to take it on the bounce but on the way up, reverse directions, and bank it in from the right side. 25-6, Silver Streaks, Thompson with 5 on the game. And there's a travel by Sterling Hazel as he leaned a little bit too much, picked up his pivot foot, dragged it behind him. And the Streaks have a chance to build on a 19-point lead, 25-6, 5:44 to go first half.
Well, they chopped off the warm-up time. They did away with the national anthem and the starting lineups. I wonder if they'll cut the timeouts in half, too, just to speed along a little more. This is probably going to be a continuous clock, though, the way we're headed.
McElmurray's three comes up short. Carl gets a hand on the rebound. It deflects into the hands of Perez for the Patriots. Quickly the other way, Hazel from 19 feet off the back of the rim. Ball knocked around, and Medrano comes up with it for the Patriots. Left side into the corner, back to Hazel. He'll shoot a three this time. A little bit longer range, ball deflected out, and he chases down his own rebound. So another opportunity for the Patriots. Their third this trip down the floor. Running jumper rolls 3 times, 4 times off the rim and finally falls into the hands of Chad Thompson, who gets fouled on the rebound. Well, LaRon White's got to wonder what he's got to do to get that ball in. It touched all 4 sides of the rim, front, back, left, and right, and then fell off the front. That thing went, did everything but go through the hoop. Under 5 minutes to play first half. Streaks lead by 19. It's 25-6. McElmurray works his way left. Thompson wide open. Chad's three is a little bit long. Rebound to Hargrove on the run for the Patriots. Pulls up on the right side, now backs away from the defense, still with it on the baseline. Now kicks the pass back out to Medrano. Between the circles, White picks it up, dumps it into the lane, deflected away from Ryan Carl, picked off by Chad Thompson.
Nice job by Ryan Carl to get a hand on that.
McElmurray across midcourt. Inside the circle, pulls it back out. One non-starter on the floor for the Silver Streaks, that's Chad Johnson. As Dalton Davis lets the three fly, misses, rebound by LaRon White. Dalton had all the time in the world to measure it, went ahead and shot it up, and he still can't buy anything from behind the arc. He's shooting less than 10% from three-point range this season so far. Halfway through the second quarter, Galesburg leads 25-6. Top of the circle, a drive by White, streaks back off him just enough. He found an opening in the lane, missed the shot, rebound put back by Hargrove, and he has six of the eight Chicago-Washington points here. Davis across midcourt, over to Johnson in the corner. Brandon Thompson ready to check back in at the next dead ball for the Silver Streaks. Johnson bounce pass, baseline. Chad Thompson drives, leans back, gets fouled on the way to the basket. He'll shoot a couple of free throws here.
Well, our offense, which was red hot in the first quarter, we haven't got much done here in the second quarter. Only 4 points, one out of six from the field.
Third foul on Robert Medrano as Chad Thompson makes the first free throw. He has 6 points now. 26-8 Galesburg. Brandon Thompson back in for Chad Johnson. So all five starters on the floor for the Silver Streaks right now with 33-33 to play second quarter. Thompson's second free throw on the way and good. 16 fouls on Chicago Washington. As I mentioned, Medrano has three of those. And he is on the bench. Samuel Perez has come back in for him, and he has it on the left side. Bounce pass through the lane, and a block by Ryan Carl, but they're going to say he got him with the lower part of the body, and Brandon Johnson will get a couple of free throws here. Looked pretty clean from this end, but we're on the far end of the floor from that one, so we'll trust Joe Thompson on that one.
Yeah, the athletes have been keeping busy at this tournament, so have the officials. They're probably all working, I would guess, three games a day anyway. They said this is Joe's second here this morning.
Brandon Johnson misses the first free throw.
I guess it's not morning anymore. It was when we got here.
Second one up and in. Johnson with his first points for Washington. It's 27-9. Silver Streaks lead the Patriots by 18. As we approach the 3:10 mark of the first half. Chad Thompson out high. Dalton Davis now into the corner. McElmurray. Carl was flashing down the lane. They keep it on the perimeter. Now get it into Ryan inside the free throw line. Dishes it out. Good ball movement to the right side. Hop step by Brandon Thompson. Ball goes off the rim, and Brandon will get called for the foul over the back, going for the rebound. His first, fifth team foul on the Silver Streaks. Exactly 3 minutes to play in the first half.
Well, in that last trip, I'd love to see Ryan Carl put that shot up. I mean, maybe he's not going to hit a high percentage, but when you get your postman at 6'5 in the middle of the lane with nobody around, you got to face up and knock that shot down or at least try. Instead, he's just looking for somebody to pass to, and I know he's inexperienced, but still, that's a shot you got to at least try and take.
Now Brandon Thompson with a foul just across half court, reached around the backside of Sterling Hazel trying to knock the pass away, and Brandon will go to the bench as he picked up two quick fouls here. Tremaine Carson replaces him because Coach Mike Reynolds does not want Brandon to get three fouls before halftime. Nearly stolen away, but the pass gets to Hargrove just in time. Drives in, ball bounces twice off the rim and then drops through. And Hargrove has eight of their 11 points now. It's 27-11 and a travel called on Chad Thompson at the other end.
You probably forget about the continuous clock in this game, the way we're playing offensively now. And defensively, we're nothing special in this quarter. We're giving up a lot of things inside, a lot of second chance opportunities for Washington. So our first quarter splash may have been our high point of the game, the way it looks right now.
Coach Mike Reynolds has talked for much of the day yesterday and during our visit today about playing four full quarters and especially playing a strong fourth quarter. But right now the second quarter is not what he expects out of his team, although the lead is 16. Pull-up jumper from the perimeter, and LaRon White swishes it. He has 5 points now. That cuts the lead to 27-14.
They've outscored us 10-6 in the second quarter.
Under 2 minutes to play before halftime. McElmurray picks up his dribble over to Chad Thompson. Down into the corner, Ryan Carl skips it back out to McElmurray. Inside the arc, brings it back out to Chad Thompson. Into the lane, Tremaine Carson, turnaround jumper off the back of the rim. And the rebound to LaRon White. They can cut a little closer here. White pulls up in transition at the other end. They're out rebounding the Silver Streaks. Patriots have cut down on the turnovers here in the second quarter, and obviously, as Jim said, outscoring Galesburg to this point in the second period to cut the lead to 13, and with the ball, trying to get a little closer here. Down the lane, Hargrove drives, rolls off, and then in. Hung on the rim and then dropped through the cylinder, and the Washington Patriots have cut the lead to 11 now, 27-16. Davis dumps it down to Tremaine Carson, give and go, right back to Dalton for three, air ball. Rebound under the basket. Carson has it on the floor. Tripped. Ball knocked out of his hands. Chad Thompson picks it up and then is fouled from behind.
We talked last night about how Brandon Thompson, many times when he lays the ball up on the rim, is soft and he'll get a bounce. So this Hargrove for Washington, the same way. He hangs around in the lane there and puts the ball up softly and has gotten some nice rolls and he's the guy that we talked about at the outset that's been having some foul troubles in the first couple of games of this tournament. And if he stays on the court for Washington, they're certainly a better team.
Chad Thompson makes the first free throw as he was fouled for the one and bonus on the floor going for the rebound. That puts Galesburg in the bonus with the seventh team foul on Washington. Brandon Thompson's come back in for Galesburg as Ryan Carl sits down. Thompson's second free throw is off the mark. Tremaine Carson had a hand on the rebound. Then Hargrove poked it away from behind and picks it up. He has eight rebounds already. Seven rebounds. Under a minute to go. First half, Streak's lead is 12. They nearly throw it away on the other end, but Hargrove goes up high, tips it into the air, and then comes down with it. Left side, Hazel, cut off by Chad Thompson, whips it back out to the midcourt circle to LaRon White. 28-16, Galesburg's lead is a dozen. Washington trying to maybe get it down to single digits here in the corner. Nice save by Perez, kicks it back out. White with it. Works his way toward the top of the circle. Davis cuts him off, so he backs all the way out to the half-court line. 24 seconds to go, second quarter. Now Thompson comes out, picks up White, forces him to pick up the dribble. Bounce pass over to Hazel near midcourt, and there's a five-second. No, we got a timeout. Timeout called by the Patriots. 16 seconds to go before halftime. Just a 30-second timeout.
Live coverage of GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family, by Sign Depot Express, visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds, by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer on Henderson Street, by Office Specialists, where your office is their business, by Spudos Donuts and More, come for the donuts, stay for the food, and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Galesburg High girls basketball team wraps up the Thanksgiving tournament tonight as they take on Rich East. I'm Tom Meredith. Join Eric Gibson and me for all the action on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Coming out of the Chicago-Washington 30-second timeout, the Patriots will have it. Just on the end of the Galesburg bench near half court, inbound to LaRon White, down to 13 seconds to go, nearly stolen away. Nice save by Hargrove, gets it over to Hazel for a long three, and he overshot it. McElmurray with a rebound with six. Outlets to Lamont Ross. Dumps it off to Carson, up and in. Pretty transition basket, and that's the way the first half ends. Nice extra pass by Lamont Ross, who checked in at the timeout, and he got it off to Tremaine in the lane, and a heck of a finish to the second quarter in which the Silver Streaks really struggled. They get the lead back up to 14 at the break. When we come back at halftime, we'll look at the first half stats and a visit with Streaks assistant Steve Cheeseman. Galesburg 30, Chicago Washington 16 at the half. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
When you're looking for rawhide, look for the products made right here in the USA. They taste so much better than the ones made in faraway places. I recommend Grillers, tastiest rawhide straight out of Chicago, and Harvester's Mini Cookies, also made right here in Illinois. Throw them in my bowl, sweet potato, vanilla, and chicken. They're my favorite.
Join them on Facebook, Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
When you trust, you rely on the strength, integrity, and ability of another. For over a century, families in Galesburg and the surrounding communities have put their trust in OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Our physicians, family practitioners, and staff work hard to earn your trust every day through the use of the latest technologies and procedures, providing a comfortable environment for you to discuss treatment options as well as prevention, giving you confidence that you are receiving the highest quality healthcare possible. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Join your friends and neighbors for an evening of merry festivity, fun, and philanthropy at the Holiday Cheer Fest at McGillicuddy's on Wednesday, December 1st from 6 to 9 p.m. There'll be beer and wine tasting, holiday appetizers, a 50-50 raffle, and door prizes, all to benefit children in Knox and Warren counties served by Warren Achievement Early Intervention Program. A $10 donation and tickets may be purchased in advance at McGillicuddy's or the evening of the event at the door.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the Galesburg Electric Halftime Show. When the power goes out, will you be ready? Be ready with Galesburg Electric and Generac Generators.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium. Silver Streaks lead Chicago Washington 30-16. Galesburg scored the first 10 points of the game. The lead got up to as much as 19 at one point at 23-4. But then Chicago Washington, aided by some inefficiency by the Silver Streaks, kind of turned things around in that second quarter. Outscored the Silver Streaks, although they had outscored them by a little bit more before the Streaks at least got a couple of, well, at least, let's see, what they get the three-point play. No, I'm looking at the wrong score here. There we go. Got a free throw and a transition basket, scored the last 3 points of the second quarter. So the lead had gotten down to 11. Silver Streaks lead by 14 at the half, and maybe that spark at the end of the second quarter is enough to shake off what was ailing them in that second quarter.
Yeah, the second quarter, I thought we got a little too content with standing around shooting threes for part of it, and then when you're not hitting those, sometimes it can translate back into the defense. It got a little sluggish. I thought we were giving up too many rebounds inside. And yeah, Washington really did. They dominated for the most part that second quarter, a 12-9 advantage after Galesburg just blew them out in quarter number one. A look at the stats here at the half. Chicago Washington, 6 out of 21 from the field. They improved after going just 1 of 10 in the first quarter, still just a 28% figure in their shooting. For the Silver Streaks, who were red hot, 7 out of 12 in the first quarter, just 2 of 10 in the second quarter for Galesburg. 9 of 22 at the break, 41%. Rebounding edge, pretty solid advantage right now for Chicago Washington, 18-11. The rebounding battle and the turnovers, that's the problem for Washington. 11 of those, with the Silver Streaks having just 5. But I think things that transpired in that second quarter has given the coaching staff plenty of things to talk to this Galesburg team about in the locker room at the break, even though they're up by 14 points.
Patriots were only 1 of 3 from 3-point range in the first half, and we're 3 of 4 from the free throw line. And Jim, you talk about the 3-point shooting, being content to stand around and shoot those. Streaks are 3 of 5 in the first quarter, coupled by Brandon Thompson, one from Chad Thompson. And I always get a little nervous when teams come out shooting well from 3-point range in the game. Not that you want them to come out shooting poorly, but when you make 3 of your first 5, it's almost like you get this attitude that, oh, all right, well, we can just put it up from anywhere. And I felt like that's what happened in the second quarter when they missed all 5 of their attempts.
Yeah, everything comes too easy when that starts to happen. The points pile up and you think, well, we'll just stand out here and shoot the lights out all night. And that rarely happens. Even the best teams go through cold stretches and have to get back to the basics of moving the basketball and getting better shots. And, you know, Washington did go to that 2-3, and I think they did they got back better. There were times in the first quarter they just weren't getting back, and Brandon Thompson a couple of times exploited them just going all the way to the basket, and it seemed like Washington did shore that up and gave – they made us at least work for our baskets. They gave us some easy wins in that first quarter.
Silver Streaks also 9 of 10 from the free throw line, so that was good to see as Galesburg leads 30-16 at the half. When we come back, we'll take a look at the individual scoring. We'll talk things over with Streaks assistant Steve Cheeseman. Galesburg leads at the break over Chicago Washington out of the Public League 30-16. You're listening to halftime coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You sit with a towel wrapped around your wet hair, which you washed in freezing cold water, thinking of all the things you're missing. Hot showers, blow dryers, curling irons, flushing toilets, phone chargers, and Project Runway. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With the Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
The McRib is back at McDonald's. For me, that means things tend to get a little...
saucy!
Sure, I listen to talk radio, but now I listen...
saucy!
I compile and collate reports, but for a limited time, they're...
saucy!
And when I see Brenda from the legal department, I get a little...
saucy!
More like... nervous and a little awkward.
Live a little saucy with a sweet, tangy McRib Extra Value Meal with Dr. Pepper today. And add a second McRib for just $1.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The official WGIL forecast brought to you by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main for signs of all kinds. Today, sunny and a high near 40. Tonight, clear sky, low near 25. Sunshine for Sunday and a high of 50. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, low 35. And Monday, windy. Winds gusting near 30 miles per hour with rain likely, maybe even thunderstorms on Monday. Monday's high, 52. Currently, sunny and 35.
Involved with you and your community. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Fourth game of the Thanksgiving tournament for the Galesburg High School boys basketball team. And it's been a good one. A couple of easy wins yesterday, and so far Streaks cruising in this one as well, though the lead is just 14. It was a little bit bigger earlier, but a comfortable 14-point lead at the half, 30-16 over the Chicago Washington Patriots. For the team out of the public league, the visitors, Marquise Hargrove, leading scorer for the Patriots with 10, tied for scoring honors in the game. I'll tell you more about that in a moment. LaRon White has 5. The other point to Brandon Johnson. Samuel Perez, Sterling Hazel, Robert Medrano have played but have not scored for the Patriots. For the Silver Streaks, Hargrove is tied with Brandon Thompson for scoring honors in the game. Thompson scored all 10 of his in the first quarter. Chad Thompson has 8 for the Silver Streaks. Next up, Dalton Davis with 4. Ryan McElmurray, Tremaine Carson, Aslan Butler, and Ryan Carl all each have 2 points for the Silver Streaks. Chad Johnson, Austin Garnett have played but have not scored for Galesburg, who lead it at the half 30-16, and the Streaks were late coming out of the locker room, so we won't get a word with Streaks assistant Steve Cheeseman, find out what the team discussed in the locker room. We'll go ahead and just get ready for second half coverage as everything is just sort of moving. The tournament officials really trying to kind of get things back on track, and the reason is because the first game of the afternoon session is scheduled to start at 2:30. So in order for that to happen, this game needs to end in the next 28 minutes. No, that's not even right. 23 minutes. This game needs to end in 23 minutes for Urbana and Rich Central to be able to start on time in the afternoon session at 2:30. So I think they're just doing everything they can to fly through this game as much as they can. And here's a turnover on the opening, and then the Streaks give it right back. And Brandon Thompson takes it away and lays it up and in. Well, a little bit everything there.
Yeah, one quick word with Steve Cheeseman. There's another steal by Galesburg.
Davis with it on the baseline. Out to Brandon Thompson. Dumps it down to Carl. It's a little strong off the glass, but he's fouled from behind. And a chance at a couple of free throws.
I just mentioned to Steve as he was hurriedly getting back to the bench there, I said, you guys were in the locker room for a long time. I'm guessing you weren't happy with the second quarter. He says, absolutely not. He said, just like last night, he said, these guys have got to play as hard throughout the game as they do early.
Ryan Carl makes the first free throw. He has 3 points now in the game, 33-16, as the streaks have started with a flurry here in this second half. Sterling Hazel picked up the foul. That was his second. Carl makes both free throws, 2 for 2 from the line. 34-16, and the streaks dating back into the late in the second quarter have now scored the last 7. To rebuild an 18-point lead, they've led by as much as 19. Here's a near steal. Hargrove gets it away from McElmurray, drives and misses the layup, and a foul on the rebound as Medrano comes down with it. He'll get a chance at a couple of free throws.
You can see the attempt by the coaching staff to force some energy out there on the court, bringing the full court press, and we had a triple team over here in this corner. He got it away, and so that's why Washington had the two-on-one break down the lane.
Unfortunately for the Silver Streaks, that is the third foul on Brandon Thompson now. But he stays in the game for the time being. And Medrano missed the first free throw. Second one on the way, and that one is short. Thompson steps into the lane for the rebound. His fifth board of the game. Quickly to the other end, takes it all the way up and in. And it's 36-16, biggest lead of the game for the Streaks. And Thompson with 14 now. Jumper at the other end, way off the mark. Brandon gets the rebound. Outlet pass to Chad Thompson. Lays it up and in. Well, you wanted energy. The Streaks have brought it here in the third quarter, and suddenly they lead by 22. In the backcourt. Now across midcourt to Medrano. Carl backs away. Streaks have scored 11 straight late in the second quarter. Now beginning the third quarter, we've played just a minute and 15 seconds of the second half. On the left side, Hargrove now dumps it off to LaRon White. Back out to Hargrove, 19-footer, way off the mark. Rebound batted out. McElmurray on the one. Two-on-one break. Up and in, and a foul.
Well, either something the coaches said lit the fuse of these guys, and I'm guessing that had something to do with it, or they had some really energized Gatorade or something in the locker room, because this is the way they should be playing. I mean, I know you can't run a track meet for 4 full quarters. That's pretty tough. You get a little tired, but this is the kind of energy we need to see from this team consistently, and I think they have more fun. I mean, my gosh, they're having a blast out there right now.
Just like that, it's a 25-point lead as McElmurray finishes off the three-point play. They go for a steal at half court, and it rattles LaRon White just enough that he picks up his pivot foot at half court, apparently, and that's the third turnover very quickly here in the third quarter. And with only a minute 37 seconds gone in the second half, Washington calls a full timeout. 41-16 Galesburg with 6:23 to go third quarter. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Imagine if someone would pay you for living. Pekin Insurance new return and premium life insurance policy does just that. Your beneficiary will receive the full death benefit if something happens to you, and the policy will return the amount you paid in premiums if you're still living at the end of the 20-year term and have kept the policy in force. Talk to Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, about a money-back guarantee on your life insurance. Return and premium life insurance. That's coverage that goes beyond the expected.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Win a gift basket of Christmas from WGIL. For registration locations, go to WGIL.com.
A 14-0 run for Galesburg since late in the second quarter and starting off the third quarter, and Galesburg has the ball leading by 25. McElmurray on the left side tries an ill-advised pass into the traffic. Washington bats it away. Now Hazel at the other end, caught under the basket, brings it all the way back out to midcourt. Brandon Thompson's all over him. Right side, LaRon White. Davis with a little hand on him. And a 5-second call. I can't believe Washington's even gotten off three shots in this quarter, Jim, because
the two of them have been atrocious, but they've just been one of those you shoot it before you lose it. That's about all they can do right now, because the Silver Streaks, when they get fired up and get everybody playing this hard, there's just no way that this team can handle the ball against them.
Brandon Thompson found an opening, then missed the little bit layup, and the rebound by Medrano. Streaks come over for the steal. Thompson trying to get it away, and now he steps on the sideline. White does, and that is the fifth turnover of the second half already. We've played not even 2.5 minutes.
Well, it's obvious the coaching staff said, you know what, if you guys come out here and play aggressive defense, this team won't even be able to get in their offense on you. And that's exactly what's happened here in the first 3 minutes of this third quarter. Streaks have missed just one shot, two or four out of five from the field.
Thanks largely to what their defense has created for them offensively. Pull-up jumper Thompson on the baseline comes up short. Carl had a hand on the rebound, but then Medrano controls. Washington will walk it across midcourt where the Streaks are ready to attack defensively. Settling back in a 3-2 zone now.
What if maybe they didn't tell him no more threes for a while? Because we haven't seen anybody get comfortable that way.
Deflected pass and another steal. McElmurray dumps it off to Davis, up and in, and an offensive foul called.
No. I think whoever hit
Dalton. Counting the basket.
He's going to line.
Okay, there we go. The officials are straightening it out. The one official, I think, just got a little excited. Now Joe Thompson's talking it over with him just to make sure, but he called the whistle. He blew the whistle, then pointed the other direction as if to say offensive foul. Then he said, count the basket. Dalton's at the free throw line. I'm not sure he's even aware that the official indication was an offensive foul, which I don't know how it could have been.
Well, it wouldn't have been on Dalton. It would have been possibly on McElmurray that fed it to him, but I didn't really see that collision either. I just saw Dalton get creamed.
Okay, so they got it straightened out. It's the fourth foul on Medrano. Dalton does go to the free throw line for a three-point play. 4:54 to go, third quarter. He makes it, and it's now 44-16, Galesburg by 28, and now the full court press is back on.
One more
Hargrove
basket
in the backcourt.
And the clock runs.
Not till the fourth quarter, though.
Oh, excuse me.
Which we're still 4:40 away from there. It may be 40 by then at this rate because Washington turns it over again. Seven turnovers in this third quarter, only three shots, and we're not even midway through the third quarter. And Galesburg has taken what was an 11-point lead late in the third quarter up to 28 with a 17-0 run, make it 19-0 run as Brandon Thompson brings it in from the right wing and lays it up and in. Just worked his way right through the defense, and here comes the streak swarming defense again. And they nearly throw it away. Perez goes up high and then does throw it away into the hands of McElmurray. Ryan on the break at the other end. It's a 32-point lead.
This is a track meet now. We are just another steal.
And Chad Thompson up and in with a foul. It's 50-16. Nine turnovers in the third quarter by the Patriots. And it's everything they can do just to get it to half court, let alone across half court. The foul on Hargrove is his third. Four team fouls on Washington with 4:08 to go third quarter. Now the Streaks can substitute a little bit. Dalton Davis sits down. Chad Johnson is back in. Chad Thompson to the free throw line where he's in double figures with 12 and still 12 as he missed the free throw. Washington pulls down the rebound. Hargrove gets his eighth of the game. Fake on the right side. Line drive shot on the way for LaRon White, and he drained it. That is their first points since late in the third quarter, and it snaps a 23-0 Galesburg run. They went from 27-16. Galesburg almost doubled its scoring output with that run from 27 points up to 50. McElmurray, right side, Johnson on the wing, dribbling down low, now gets it back to McElmurray. Aslan Butler's checked back in for the Silver Streaks. He has it now, kicks it back out to Chad Thompson. Swings it left side over to Brandon Thompson for three. Short, weak side rebound, chased down by the Patriots. Hazel gets his third rebound. Well, there was finally a three-point attempt, Jim.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe the coaching staff had just said no more threes, period, but Brandon did let that one go, and now GW hits another three, and it's back into a 28-point game.
50-22 on the other end. Thompson takes it all the way in, and running toward the baseline, throws it up toward the basket, and he knocked it down, but the foul was before that as he was in transition. So no basket and no free throw attempts either. The Streaks will have to inbound. Fifth team foul on Chicago Washington. Third foul on Sterling Hazel. Inbounds to Thompson. Wide open on the wing. Swish. And he now has 9 in the quarter, 19 for the game. Last two baskets for Washington were three-pointers. This basket by Galesburg is from behind the arc, so now it's become a distance shooting contest to get. Streaks pick it up defensively in the half court, trying to go for the steal. Right side, Hargrove drives, past Aslan Butler, flopped to the ground trying to draw a charge. And Washington out of control on the near sideline trying to save it and lost it out of bounds. That's 21 turnovers for the game and 10 in this quarter. 2:37 to go in the third period. McElmurray sits down. Lamont Ross checks back in for Galesburg. So only one starter on the floor right now for Galesburg, and that's Dalton Davis on the dribble on the left side. Ross with it at the point at the top. Right side, Chad Johnson. Streaks lead by 31, and it happened in a flash. Down low, Tremaine Carson. Deflected, nice right pass. Back to him, and now a three-second lane violation. We've seen that a lot for Galesburg in this last 2.5 games.
I think the officials in many places have started to look for that a little bit more. There was a time where you hardly ever saw that call for a stretch, and now they're watching it a little more closely.
Trap in the backcourt. Washington gets it across half court to Brandon Johnson, driving, charge. And he plows over Chad Johnson for the charge. Offensive foul is the 22nd Washington turnover. Nice job by Johnson to see that one coming. And the third foul of the game on Brandon Johnson.
Yeah, that was a good job by Chad, because that's big boy that ran into him there too. He had to muster courage a little bit to stand his ground. He got run over pretty good, but definitely drew the charge.
In the lane, Tremaine Carson bounces it out to Butler. Dalton Davis right back to Tremaine. Kicks it out left side to Chad Johnson. Under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Streaks lead by 31. Johnson with it on the left wing. Skip pass right side over to Davis. Dumps it in to Tremaine Carson. Batted away from behind. Ninth turnover on the Streaks. And an over and back call on Washington. So again, they struggle just to get it to half court, let alone across half court. They still have only 5 shots in the quarter and 12 turnovers. 23 for the game.
I don't know what the most turnovers in a quarter I've ever seen. Maybe 15.
I was thinking 15 also. Davis, bounce pass into Tremaine. Butler, back out to Davis. Right side, he'll shoot the three. That one's short. Weak side rebound and a push from the backside of Dalton Davis, his first foul. On the rebound. That's only the second team foul on Galesburg in this half. Inbounds, they steal it away. Tremaine Carson up and in. Got the steal with the deflection and the basket, and it's 55-22. Another steal, Davis with another three. That one's off the back of the rim. Rebound fought for and a held ball called, and Galesburg's going to get it back.
14 turnovers now in the quarter.
Amazing.
And I feel a little bad for Washington, but I've got to think, you know, they're going to play some pretty quick teams up in their neck of the woods.
Tremaine with the turnaround in the lane drains it.
Good thing they're not playing manual.
57-22.
There's another one.
The Galesburg lead, and they lost it out of bounds on the near side. Well, there's
our 15.
There's the 15 right there. 15 for the quarter. Still a minute to seven. Minute 7 to play in the third period. Austin Garnett in for Dalton Davis. Seth Morling in as well. Tremaine Carson gets a breather. 67 seconds to play in the third quarter.
Well, and this pace has taken Marquise Hargrove clear out of the game.
I mean, sure has.
He was really hurting us, and he's hardly even touched the ball. The game's just flying by him right now.
7 rebounds in the first half, only 1 in this third quarter, and 2 shot attempts, and he's missed them both. And those he forced up. Aslan Butler from the corner. The 3 goes in and out. Garnett with a rebound. Put back, rolls off. Rebound, chased down, batted around, and Washington gets it back on the sideline. Now, tough one for Garnett. He was right there. That ball did everything but go down. Under 40 seconds to play, third quarter. On the left side, Jermaine Watkins, a freshman in the game for Washington. As we've seen Lots of new faces into this game. Hargrove is still in for the Patriots. LaRon White stays in the game. He has it now out high working against Moreling. Skip pass right side on the wing. Hazel thought about the three, steps inside the arc and knocks down an 18-footer. 5 points in the game.
They've hit three shots in a row, but in between there, they've turned it over about seven times.
Down to 12 seconds to go, third quarter. Looks like we will get that continuous clock in the fourth quarter as the Streaks lead by 33 and have the ball with 5 seconds to go. Chad Johnson down to two, forces up one from the top of the circle and missed it. That's the end of the third quarter. And what a third quarter it was. The Silver Streaks outscore Chicago Washington 27-8. They lead it 57-24 as you're listening to Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Pekin Insurance for all kinds of people, for all kinds of reasons. Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, understands there's more to insurance than the policy. It's the people who matter most. Craddy Insurance strives to offer you the most comprehensive policies, whether it be for your home, auto, life, health, or business, at premiums that will fit your individual budget. Call your Pekin Insurance agency, Craddy Insurance, for insurance that goes beyond the expected to make a difference for you.
The Galesburg High girls basketball team wraps up the Thanksgiving tournament tonight as they take on Rich East. I'm Tom Meredith. Join Eric Gibson and me for all the action on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Welcome back to John Thiel Gymnasium, where the Silver Streaks have taken control of this game against Chicago Washington, now leading by 33 at the end of three quarters, 57-24. And Jim, if I'm not mistaken, Chicago Washington actually shot 50% in that third quarter, did they not?
Three out of six.
Hey.
That's about the only bright spot. They're 33% for the game, 9 of 27. Galesburg hit 11 of 19 there. We're just under 50% now, 20 out of 41. Big story, though, those turnovers. 15 in the quarter for Washington, 26 for the game to just 9 for the Silver Streaks, who will watch this clock run. We'll have a very, very fast fourth quarter.
And the next game actually might start. Well, nope, it won't quite start on time. At 2:09, this quarter will take at minimum 8 minutes. Here's two, now three shots for Washington as they finally get the third one down on a couple of offensive putbacks. It's 57-26. Lamont Ross at the top of the circle. Streaks made no substitutions at the quarter. I'm sorry, Zach Wilkie did check into the game. So Moreling, Johnson, Garnett, Wilkie, and Lamont Ross. Top of the circle, Moreling with it. Works his way to the right side. Ross brings it back out between the circles. 7:05 to play in the game. And Johnson leads Wilkie, was cutting to the baseline and threw it behind him. 10th turnover on the Silver Streaks. Clock is rolling. 57-24, Silver Streaks having some fun. Weren't challenged much yesterday, and outside of a poor second quarter today in which Washington kind of crawled back into it a little bit, really haven't been challenged much today either. Right side, long three on the way from Medrano, missed it. Moreling with a one-handed rebound, lost it on the floor, picks it up. And here come the Silver Streaks in transition. Ross to the right side, Johnson bounce pass low to Garnett. Swings past his man, comes up short on the shot, hits the bottom of the rim, and Medrano comes down with the rebound. He has 9 boards for the game. At the other end, he'll put up the three. Off the back of the rim, rebound. LaRon White goes up high for it, gives it back to Medrano, throws it up off the glass. Wilkie comes down with the board. At the other end, Moreling drives baseline, left-handed pump fake up and in.
Oh, nice drive.
That got the Galesburg bench fired up.
He had some hang time on that one. He had to be able to stay up there and still get that shot off.
59-26, under 6 minutes to play in the game. Hall of Fame induction ceremonies coming your way tonight, scheduled for 5 o'clock. We'll see if we actually hit that or not. After the Hall of Fame inductions, which you can hear live here on WGIL of Galesburg girls basketball, as you just heard Tom mention, as the Silver Streaks and Coach Evan Massey wrap up their portion of their Thanksgiving tournament following the Hall of Fame, and then the Galesburg boys to play after that. Here's Johnson poking one away from the backside. Washington just watched it go, and he chased it down to the sideline, shoots a three, and got it. Johnson scores his first points of the season. He earned that one with the turnover, chased it down, and it's 62-26. We have a palindrome score. Where's Norm Meyer when you need him? That takes us back a few years.
Oh, big time.
Jumper in the lane. Nice four-step shot by Hargrove. Finally gets his first basket of the second half.
Of course, back when he was doing the Silver Streaks girls, they were on the high side of quite a few palindrome scores.
They sure were. Moreling with it on the right side. Now they swing it left side to Johnson. To Zach Wilkie, baseline, kicks it out to Ross. 4:40 to go, fourth quarter. Moreling lets a three fly, comes up well short. Rebound by Washington, pushing it up court, and a blocking foul called at the other end on Ross. As Hargrove got the rebound, then tried to take it coast to coast, and he'll get a, well, no, he won't. It's only the third team foul on the Silver Streaks. And substitution, massive substitutions. It's a hockey line change for the Washington Patriots as five fresh faces come in, some of whom have not played, including sophomore Daniel Schreiber, freshman Augustin Guerrero. Jermaine Watkins has checked back in. Alvin Anthony, a junior, is in for the first time this game, and so is a freshman, Robert Garcia.
And Jake Innes is in for the Streaks, replaced Chad Johnson.
Runner in the lane, we got a travel. 28 turnovers now on the Washington Patriots. We're past the midpoint of the fourth quarter with the Streaks leading 62-28.
You know, Chad Johnson hit a three there a couple of trips ago, and I thought he's probably a little more comfortable. These are a lot of the guys he's been playing with most of his career out there. He's, hey, I recognize all these guys, most of them juniors that checked in there as we started the fourth quarter.
Ball kicked out of bounds by the Patriots. Moreling will inbound from the near sideline to Ross at half court now. 62-28, Galesburg in command. Hard to believe this was an 11-point game late in the first half as Wilkie drains a 15-footer from the left baseline. His first points on the varsity level. 64-28. It was 27-16, which means the Streaks have outscored the Patriots 37-12 since then. And they turn it over again. That's 29 for the game now, including 15 in that decisive third quarter in which the Streaks put this game away for good. Under 3 minutes to go now. First game of the afternoon session. Here's a turnaround jumper by Garnett. Rolls off. Rebound by Alvin Anthony for Chicago Washington. First game of the afternoon session is scheduled for 2:30. They'll miss that by a couple of minutes. And here's an illegal screen set by Washington and a foul called on the turnover.
Wow, Rich Central has to turn around and play again the next game. They just played the game before us.
Right before Galesburg, yep. 2:20 to go in the game now. Wilkie from the opposite baseline hits another one. Maybe a step back in distance from the one he just made on the left side. 66-28 as we approach the two-minute mark of the game. Nice job by Jermaine Watkins to handle a hard bounce pass right on the sideline. Here's a near steal at midcourt, but Washington hangs on to it. Now working to the right, Watkins kicks it back out. Open shot for Guerrero, the freshman missed it, and batted right back out to it. So he'll start the dribble, reset the offense. Ball in the lane, knocked loose. Moreling on the floor comes up with it to Wilkie. Now Ross brings it across the timeline. 1:40 to go, third quarter.
There's that 30th turnover.
38-point Galesburg lead. Actually, I had that for 31,
oh,
actually.
I missed one.
Hard to believe. That's... When you're getting a turnover every minute in basketball, it's hard to keep up with all of them. Missed three from the right side by Jake Innes. Rebound to Washington. Other end, there's a 30-second turnover. They've officially hit one a minute now with still a minute 14 to go. Wilkie with a turnaround drains it.
He's going to end up
He's red hot.
Wow.
And that's a 40-point lead, 68-28.
Hit from each baseline and a turnaround.
6 points, 3-for-3 shooting in the fourth quarter, under 60 seconds to play. Jermaine Watkins, the freshman, crossover, hop step, inside the free throw line, missed it, rebound knocked out of bounds, and they're going to say last touch by Innes for the Silver Streaks.
I see Urbana showed up here just in the last minute. And
they just made it, didn't they?
Rich Central may have gone out for lunch. They wouldn't have thought to come back this quick.
So just when we thought maybe we were going to get back on track, maybe not. Ross rebounds an air ball down to under 30 seconds. He'll launch a long three, missed it. Moreling with the rebound through the lane, dumps it off to Innes, and he missed it. Rebound put back by Garnett, won't fall down, and the rebound now to Daniel Schreiber for Washington, and knocked out of bounds. Galesburg will get it back. 33 turnovers. Probably more than one a minute.
Probably the last one. 10 seconds to go. Let's get off one more shot here.
Wilkie has it. And it's stripped right out of his hands. at the other end. Washington drives, nearly turned it over. Now they lose it under the basket, and they can't even get off a final shot. Well, that's fitting, I guess. As hard of a time as they had controlling the ball anyway. 68-28 the final. The Streaks win it by 40, and they are now 3-1 on the season, a three-game winning streak after losing the opener to Moline. When we come back on the post-game show, we'll talk things over with the Streaks coaching staff. We'll run through all the final team statistics and the individual scoring for you as well. Galesburg with an easy 40-point victory here this afternoon over the Chicago Washington Patriots. The post-game show is coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, where the power goes out. Will you be ready? Be ready with Galesburg Electric and Generac Generators. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
You're right. It's not crowded at all. And look, out of 34 checkout lanes, a total of three. Oh no, four open.
I'm detecting a hint of sarcasm in that last statement.
You should. I'm laying it on pretty thick.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center doing a little Christmas shopping.
Standing in line for 2 hours to purchase a $2 DVD of
The World's Cutest Puppy Bloopers Volume 2.
Right. Hot gift of the season, huh?
Waiting in the checkout line is one thing, but when you need your car repaired after an accident, your patience might be wearing a little thin.
Come on into Bates Collision Center. We take care of all the details so you don't have to.
From contacting your insurance company and submitting all the claim forms to setting up towing and a rental car.
And we'll get your vehicle back to you as quickly as possible with a factory-perfect repair guaranteed.
So take a deep breath, relax, and just think happy Christmas thoughts, because they just closed down our lane.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision.
I'll be in the car. Right.
Out of collision.
It's an event over four decades in the making, and it's shaping up to be their biggest holiday sales event to date. Welcome to the Lakers 42nd Anniversary Celebration Spectacular. Now through the close of business Tuesday. It may be Lakers' 42nd anniversary, but you'll celebrate too with prices on every new Ford and Dodge vehicle in stock marked down to $500 under dealer invoice. $500 under dealer invoice means you could be driving a nicer, newer vehicle today. Like a new 2010 Dodge Grand Caravan, priced at $500 under invoice. Add a $500 rebate and get 0% for 72 months. You're invited to a celebration, a 42nd anniversary spectacular, with deep discounts on every used vehicle on the lot. Normal credit qualifications have been reduced for this sale. That means even people that have been turned down before could be approved and start driving a nicer, newer car today. The 42nd anniversary celebration spectacular through Tuesday only at Lakers Ford Dodge, Galesburg.
Tax title license doc fee extra with approved credit. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
The official WGIL forecast brought to you by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main for signs of all kinds. Today's sunny and a high near 40. Tonight, clear sky, low near 25. Sunshine for Sunday and a high of 50. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, low 35. And Monday, windy. Winds gusting near 30 miles per hour with rain likely, maybe even thunderstorms on Monday. Monday's high 52. Currently sunny and 35.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Welcome to our halftime cover, or our postgame coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball. Galesburg with a blowout 68-28 win over Chicago Washington, and the coach is with us right now. So Jim Lee, let's find out what Coach Reynolds has to say about this one.
Okay, well, Mike, the way this one looked at, we looked at it from up here. First quarter, tremendous, hitting on all cylinders, did things well. Second quarter, a real lull. Guys seemed to get a little more comfortable out there just shooting threes. That third quarter, you said something at halftime because we came out with guns blazing.
Well, I think, you know, for us to be successful, I think we've seen it. The game we didn't have energy in, we were really bad. The quarter we didn't have energy in against Urbana, we were really bad. The quarter we didn't have energy against Chicago Washington, we were really bad. So, I mean, this is a team that's got to play with energy. And I know, you know, we're not going to switch to Quincy style of run and gun and have some fun. But, I mean, we've got to certainly get up and down the floor a little bit and play defense and try to do some things. Or it's going to be not very fun to watch when we don't have energy.
You know, we're noticing in that second quarter, number five, Marquise Hargrove, was giving us a lot of problems out there with his size and strength in there. You completely took him out of the game by getting him down the court so fast.
Yeah, I mean, we had a really kind of a bad matchup, you know, in that one because he's kind of a – they have two, you know, athletic big men where they kind of go on – they play most of their time on the perimeter even though they're athletic. And when we have Ryan and Chad in there together, that's sometimes not our best matchup. But, you know, I thought our guys adjusted and you know, our gap defense wasn't very good there in the second quarter. But once we got into the third quarter and got a little bounce to us, we were pretty good.
You forced 15 turnovers in that third quarter. That's about as many turnovers we've seen a team have in one quarter. And that led to a lot of easy buckets for you, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, we're still not focusing on all cylinders on offense. You know, we're still a little choppy. But I thought defensively, you know, we were able to we went about 6 minutes in the first half with no deflections. So, you know, this team is a team that's going to feed off some deflections and, you know, driving the ball to the rim and trying to get some easy baskets. And we got some great shots there in the third quarter.
Did you tell them at halftime, hey, just cool it on the three-pointers for a while, or was it just the fact that you were able to get the transition baskets, the guys didn't feel like they needed to take them?
Well, I think a combination of both. We kept talking about taking great shots. We thought in the first quarter we only got one really great shot when we got into half court, the one play where Dalton passed up a three, then drove it in, probably passed up a 12-footer and kicked it out to BT, who had a wide-open three, and he made it. And then right after that we took five possessions straight of one pass and jack a three. And that's and notice we were 0 for 5 when we did that. So if we're going to be good, we've got to share the ball. We've got a number of guys that can play. There'll be times during the year that a number of guys are going to score different things. It just kind of is what it is, and we've got to be ready to go. And all of our guys got to be ready to go to play at the level that they can every night.
This tournament really needed a quick game here to get things back on schedule. You accomplished that.
Yeah, we tried to, you know, seal it up with no, you know, lineups and things. And a lot of tournaments do that. That's not, you know, really the kind of what we want to do here. But, you know, sometimes it's necessary. And, you know, we don't want to push the Hall of Fame back any farther than we might have to with two games. So we're excited that that's coming up here later. And, you know, we'll see some of the old-time guys come back. And, you know, hopefully we can put on a good show tonight. I know the girls are planning on shooting about 93, so hopefully we'll shoot about, you know, a 10% of that number.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we'll do it again tonight. Thorn Ridge, a team that struggled a little bit in this tournament. We thought when they hit the court athletically and their size at the guard spot especially, I thought they might be pretty tough, but they've had some struggles.
Well, they're 2-1 right now, and they beat Urbana team by about the same margin we did. And if people like up and down basketball, they're certainly going to see it tonight because Thorn Ridge is going to be up and down. The two games they struggled in, you know, people laid back and played zone like Moline and Chicago Collins last night. That's really not our style. I was Coach Weber and I were laughing. I know that might shock people that, you know, opposing coaches actually speak and laugh to each other. But I said we played about three possessions of zone last night, and our guys come off the court saying, this thing doesn't work, this is terrible. And I said, well, it seems to work for Moline, so if we can somehow stop guys from driving to the rim, we'll be okay. And it'll be the same thing tonight. We'll have to stop from driving to the rim. We're not going to be playing any zone, but we're going to stop guys from driving the rim for sure.
All right, sounds good. See you tonight.
All right, thanks.
Coach Mike Reynolds, as the Silver Streaks win it here this afternoon, 68-28 over Chicago Washington. We'll take a timeout, come back, take a look at our final team stats, the individual scoring, and I'll give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. 68-28, Streaks cruise with a 40-point victory and are now 3-1 on the season. More post-game coverage is coming your way, coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. By 3, with triple points on airfare. By 2, with double points on gas and groceries. And a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over a million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit axpgold.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at axpgold.com.
How would you like to win a beautiful gift basket of Christmas from WGIL? Hi, this is Terry Cavanaugh from the WGIL Morning News. We have wonderful gift baskets to give away this Christmas, but you must sign up at participating sponsors to win their basket. For details, visit WGIL.com. Drawing start December 22nd.
Register at Brighter Light Bookshop, corner of Kellogg and Simmons in Galesburg, and at Garden Gate Florist, Greenhouse, and Gifts in Abingdon to win a gift basket of Christmas from WGIL. Win a gift basket of Christmas from WGIL. For registration locations, go to WGIL.com.
Time to give you our post-game statistics from John Thiel Gymnasium as the Silver Streaks defeat Chicago Washington 68-28 to improve to 3-1 on the season. What do our final team numbers look like here, Jim?
Well, Galesburg, a nice healthy 25 of 52 from the fields. Just a hair under 50% shooting for the Silver Streaks, who really lit it up in that third quarter, 11 of 19. As for Chicago Washington, they struggled most of the game, 11 of 38, and only 2 of 11 in the fourth quarter. Of course, that was a continuous clock, and I guess you kind of got to disregard some of those stats when you get that situation in the fourth quarter. But anyway, they didn't have a very good shooting game, and probably won't for the most part. That's not something they do very well. Rebounding, they do that pretty well. They had 36 rebounds on the afternoon, while Galesburg, I showed with 21.
Yep.
So got pounded on the boards, but didn't matter. Turnovers, that's something they don't do well at all. They actually commit a lot of them. Chicago Washington with one of the biggest counts we have seen in a while. 33 turnovers for the game, including that whopping 15 in the third quarter when they got outscored 27-8. Galesburg ahead for 11 turnovers when this one was all said and done as the Streaks improved to 3-1.
Silver Streaks 5 of 19 from three-point range. Chicago Washington 3 of 9 from behind the arc and only 3 of 6 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks were 13 of 15 from the free throw line. Final scoring, Marquise Hargrove leads Chicago Washington with 12. LaRon White finished with 8. Sterling Hazel had 5. Robert Medrano 2. Brandon Johnson 1 point. As you can imagine, not real big numbers for a team that scores only 28. Everybody else who played did not score for the Patriots. For the Silver Streaks, led by, again, Brandon Thompson with 19 points, but believe it or not, it's the first time in four games he hasn't scored at least 20, and he missed it by just a point here today, 19.6 rebounds for Brandon Thompson. Chad Thompson also finished in double figures with 12 points, but only one rebound to be had there. Dalton Davis and Ryan McElmurray each finished with 7 for Ryan. That's his season high in the first four games. Zach Wilkie came off the bench late, and Tremaine Carson each contributed 6 points off the bench. Ryan Carl had 4, his first varsity points in a season and a half. Chad Johnson hit a 3-pointer for his points today. Seth Morling had 2. Aslan Butler had 2. And Austin Garnett and Lamont Ross, Jacob Ennis all did not score for the Silver Streaks, who win at 68-28 and improved to 3-1 in the season. Take one final timeout here on WGIL. We'll give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and reset the schedule for the rest of the day when we come back here on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Are you a diehard sports fan? Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land.
The mecca of sports equipment apparel.
We love sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breed Loves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breed Loves Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything's sports.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks cruise to their third victory of the season, a 68-48 win over Chicago Washington, and the deciding time in this game was in the third quarter. Silver Streaks scored the first 10 points of the game and actually led by as many as 19 points in that first half, so it doesn't seem right that the third quarter would be the one that makes the difference, but as we talked about with Coach Reynolds, talked about during the game, was not a good second quarter for the Silver Streaks, and Chicago Washington got as close as 11 late in the first half. So in that third quarter, Jim, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game is where we decided made the most difference.
We came out with a lot of energy at every position, put on a press, forced some things to happen, created those 15 turnovers, and when you turn up the energy, the guy you start with on this team is your point guard, Ryan McElmurray, as he got it going, got a number of steals, and as Mike Reynolds was telling us, deflections, that's what they like to get, even if they don't get the ball back sometimes, just the deflection of the ball interrupts the other team's offense. Well, they not only deflected it, they just flat out stole it away a number of times, and then McElmurray, of course, not only being a pest to them with getting it away, but once he gets it, he's off to the races. Had a couple of transition baskets, took it hard at the basket, and really got the Streaks energized. We like Ryan McElmurray for crunch time on this Saturday afternoon.
And he finished with a season high 7 points and got his free throw shooting back, hopefully, as well, as he was perfect from the line in this game today. 68-28 the final. Once again, Hall of Fame induction ceremony scheduled for 5 o'clock, so tune in here on WGIL. We'll bring it to you live whenever they may happen, and hopefully these next two games will zip right along and we can get those as close to being on time as possible. So Hall of Fame induction ceremonies with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson this afternoon, followed by Silver Streaks girls basketball against Rich East and Galesburg boys basketball wrapping up Thanksgiving tournament weekend action against Thorn Ridge tonight. So we'll just go back to back to back tonight, and we hope you can be with us for all of the festivities here at John Thiel Gymnasium. For Chris LeGros, our broadcast engineer at the studios, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good afternoon from John Thiel Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.